And it's now time for your daily Fortis Newsbreaker production of Fortis Institute. We start with news on the falling birth rate. A demographer at the American Enterprise Institute added up the raw number of babies actually being born worldwide, country after country, and those totals have sunk back to where they sat centuries ago. Japan had fewer births last year than it did in 1873. France had fewer in 2023 than it did back in 1806, back when Napoleon was still winning battles. Italy has dropped to numbers you'd have seen in the days of Leonardo. And here's the part that gets me. There are 8.3 billion of us today, having children at a pace we last saw when the planet held 2 billion. And that's not a distant someday problem. That's where we are right now. Which makes what Planned Parenthood is doing in Louisiana all the more brazen. The state has one of the strongest pro-life laws in the country, so strong that fewer than 10 abortions happened there last year, and Planned Parenthood has decided that's exactly where it wants to plant a flag. They're opening a facility in New Orleans by the end of the year, and they won't actually perform abortions, mind you. They will arrange the travel to ship women off to states that still will. They call that meeting people where they are. What they build is a travel agency with one destination. And on a happier note, heading into the 4th of July, the Social Security Administration says that every baby born in this country between now and New Year will get a special card. It's the same one everyone gets, just stamped with a Freedom 250 logo to mark the nation's 250th birthday. And for most of these kids, it'll be the first government document with their name on it. Out of Los Angeles, good news for teachers who'd rather not leave their beliefs in the parking lot of the school. The second biggest school district in the country had been requiring teachers to sign a statement affirming a student's chosen gender identity, and it just quietly pulled that requirement without making a bunch of fanfare over it. The change came after Liberty Council, a legal group, sent the district a letter reminding them that federal law doesn't let you force a Christian to affirm what they don't believe just to keep a job. The same conviction costs a lot more overseas, where a Christian man in eastern Uganda and his wife had spent an evening sharing the gospel on the street, and as they walked back to their lodging, a group of men stopped them and took issue with the preaching and the cross they carried. It turned violent very fast, and they beat the man with whatever they had on hand. They tore up his Bible, and they left him unconscious with a broken leg and a broken hand. He's still currently sitting in a hospital bed as of this news report. And when his wife described it, the thing that she said she was thankful for was that they left her alone. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.